From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. Welcome to another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. We'll open today's program with music of George Frideric Handel, or Georg Frideric Handel, if you prefer. We'll listen to the second of the three water music suites in D major, HWV 349. Water music is probably Handel's best-known orchestral work. The pieces were composed at the request of King George I, who wanted music to accompany a river cruise up the Thames on July 17, 1717. You had two barges, one barge containing the king and several of London's aristocrats, and alongside another barge with 50 musicians performing the pieces as the barges were carried up the river. As I said, we'll be listening to the second of the three water music suites, the first suite in F major, the third suite in G major. It's in five movements: overture, allegro, à la hornpipe, menuet, lentement, and bourré. It's performed by Le Concert Espirituel under the direction of Hervé Niquet. Thank you. The second of Handel's Water Music Suites in D major, HWV 349. Overture, à la hornpipe, menuet, lentement, and bourrée, respectively. As performed by the members of Les Concerts Spirituels under the direction of Hervé Niquet. From a compact disc on the Glossa label containing all three of the Water Music Suites, as well as music for the Royal Fireworks. These days, it's typical for a recording of water music to also include a recording of the fireworks music, which was composed some 32 years later, in 1749. You are listening to Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. Also, please visit our blog and website, where you'll find much more info about the show, including detailed playlists and streaming audio, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. And if you're looking for the playlist and audio for this episode, it's program number 1540. We'll turn next to music of the American composer Alan Hovhaness, who lived from 1911 to 2000. He often said that he composed music not for snobs, but for all people, music that was beautiful and healing. We'll listen to his first classical guitar concerto, Opus 325, the work composed in 1979, originally composed for the Bolivian classical guitarist Juan Calderon. This performance is given by classical guitarist David Leisner with the Berlin Radio Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Gerhard Schwartz. The work is in three movements, Largo, Andante Espressivo, and Allegro Moderato. The Guitar Concerto No. 1 of Alan Hovhaness from 1979, Opus 325. Largo, Andante Espressivo, and Allegro Moderato, respectively. As performed by the Berlin Radio Symphony Orchestra, featuring classical guitarist David Leisner, Gerhard Schwarz conducting. From a CD originally released in Germany on Deutschlandradio Kultur, issued in the US on the Naxos label as part of their extensive American Classics series of recordings, the album containing three Alan Hovhaness compositions, the Guitar Concerto, also his Symphony No. 60, a work inspired by the folk music and poetry of the Appalachians, and a work dedicated to the Armenian priest Krimyan Herig, which is a piece for trumpet and orchestra. Again, you are listening to Classics and Beyond, and we'll close the hour with some guitar music of a different variety, as we have music performed on an electric guitar and two tape machines. The composer and performer is Robert Fripp. We'll hear an example of what came to be known as Frippertronics, that term coined by Robert Fripp's then-girlfriend, poet Joanna Walton. It's a system in which an electric guitar is connected to two reel-to-reel tape machines. The supply reel of the first machine is filled with tape, and then the tape is threaded to the take-up reel of the second machine. The first machine is engaged in record mode, the second machine in playback mode, so that the audio which is recorded by the first machine is played back in delay several seconds later on the second machine. Then, the audio of tape machine number two is fed back into tape machine number one, creating a repeating loop effect, and this allows for layer upon layer of sound to be built, and new sounds are added as the old sounds gradually decay as the loops evolve. We'll turn to the 1980 album God Save the Queen Under Heavy Manners. We'll hear his rendition of the British national anthem, God Save the Queen. Robert was inspired to do this at the request of a fan, who suggested that on the 10th anniversary of Jimi Hendrix's performance of the Star-Spangled Banner at Woodstock, that he perform the British national anthem using his guitar and tape loop system. So, here it is, as performed by Robert Fripp, God Save the Queen. Thank you. And so the piece ends. Robert Fripp probably stopped playing several minutes ago, allowing the audio to repeat over and over in a loop before the tape abruptly ran out. His improvisation on God Save the Queen, recorded live in 1979, and released on the album God Save the Queen, Under Heavy Manners, released by Polydor in 1980, and as you could hear from the sweet crackle of the LP vinyl, that album has never been reissued on CD. Why? I do not know. Side two of the album is rather interesting. It combines Frippertronics with a disco beat, and Robert dubbed that Discotronics, and one of the cuts on side two even features David Byrne on vocals. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.